Just to remind you of the email I read out yesterday from Caroline in Pinelands. I recently went on a holiday to the Eastern Cape with my family, travelled in three vehicles from Cape Town to Kenton-on-Sea, and my son drove from Johannesburg to join us. And that's four vehicles travelling significant distances. And when they arrive at Kenton-on-Sea, they notice that no one of the four vehicles had any insects on the grill or windscreen, which is usually what happens when travelling on the open road. Where have all the insects gone? And that was met by quite a few people who said, duh, John, it's an international story. Where have all the insects gone? Somebody emailed me and said, it's not the death of the insects. It's the genocide of the insects. Other people said, nah, whenever I travel, and I travel a lot, I have just as many insects on my grill and windscreen as used to be the case. And others said, no, it's related to the time of the year and weather conditions and all that sort of thing. Professor Mike Picker is going to be able to give us some solid answers on this. Emeritus Professor of Biology at UCT and lead author of The Field Guide to Insects of South Africa. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John.
Is South Africa experiencing the kind of decline in insects which would lead to this observation from people saying, where are the insects on my grill after a long trip?
Yeah, look, that's not a simple question to answer. The problem is we haven't really had much research looking into the problem locally. But just to reiterate what the situation is in Europe, mainly, is that studies which have sort of surveyed insects quite well in a particular area, such as the nature reserve, have come back and repeated the sampling in exactly the same way at the same time of year, and they have noted very distinct declines in the number of species and the number of individuals. So that's definitely a phenomenon in Europe that's probably of varying intensity in different countries. And it's not surprising, you know, given the intensity of agriculture and the long-term destruction of habitat. There's very little natural habitat left. And also remember that as you break up habitat, it becomes a mosaic of agricultural land and then a little patch of sort of adequate habitat for the insects, because, you know, they don't want to go into agricultural land. And then there's also spraying of insecticides, which get insecticidal drift, which drifts into natural areas. So given all of this, it's not surprising that Europe has actually seen a decline. But the situation in South Africa is likely to be very, very different. So for one thing, we've got vast areas which are not under agriculture, and I'm thinking particularly of the drier areas where there's cattle and sheep, but those don't really have as disastrous an impact on the vegetation as plying up an entire area. So we've got a lot of resilience, and it's very likely that most of the Karoo, for example, has been hardly impacted in terms of its insect life. If you move to Cape Town, you get a slightly different story in that we do have certain species which are hovering on the brink of extinction, and we know, for example, there's one butterfly, you know, Strandfontein, which has only got about between 50 and 100 individuals left, and that's because of habitat transformation. So the situation is very different in Europe and South Africa. And just to go back to your listener's question about the number plate, which they didn't have to clean when they got to the end of their journey, it depends very much, as one of the listeners suggested, on local weather. If you have a cold day, insects simply cannot fly. It has to be, you know, in the mid-20s before they'll start flying, and their body needs to be above 40 to fly effectively. So if the weather wasn't particularly good, or they left early morning, or there'd been rain, there wouldn't have been any insects. And it seems each year our climate shifts slightly. You know, the intensity of rainfall is different. And this summer in Cape Town, for example, hasn't been particularly hot, and it's been quite overcast, actually. So these things have a profound effect on the rate of development of insects and also plant growth, which gardeners have probably noticed. And the end result that everything is a little delayed. So the insects are waiting for the rain in the summer rainfall area, and then they'll hatch out in huge numbers, and people will get them splatting against the car as they go about their journey.
Insects are obviously very important, as you alluded to, Mike, earlier on in the food chain. They eat littler things, and then bigger things eat them, and then bigger things eat those bigger things, and so it goes up. And so for insects to disappear in significant numbers does really, really create a problem. But we're not at that point. I mean, there might be individual insects like that butterfly, which is very habitat specific, which potentially is on the way out. But other than that, generally speaking, one would say that the South African insect population is in a reasonable state.
Well, I'd say it's in a very good state.
Good state, okay. All right.
The tragedy is just not having enough scientists to document it.
And that's because who wants to give money to a scientist to study and count and understand insects?
Yes, that's been my experience. Just to strengthen what you said about their importance in food chains, almost all animals depend on insects in one way or another. And, for example, most birds at some stage of their life will rely totally on insects. Most plants rely on seed production for insects. And, of course, once the insects are gone, then the plants start disappearing. And from a selfish perspective, many of our crops, for example, all deciduous fruit is totally dependent on insect pollination. So as soon as a single species, such as the honeybee, which is a dominant pollinator, gets knocked, then you do have cascading effects through animals, food chains, and also, you know, through to humans.
Mike, really appreciate your taking some time out for this afternoon. Professor Mike Picker, Emeritus Professor of Biology at UCT, lead author of The Field Guide to Insects of South Africa.